I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. Welcome to the Data Security Podcast, sponsored by SimCorp. SimCorp develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time, while providing detailed forensic information about all changes. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find out more about SimCorp and SimTrack on the web at simcorp.com/simtrack. Rob, welcome back. Always great to have you on the show.
Glad to be back on the show. I enjoy every time I'm back with you guys.
Yes, us too. And Rob, today let's talk about securing the supply chain. So many organizations aren't sure where to start. And so with your expertise, what are some of the growing concerns and risks associated with supply chain integrity?
You know, to answer that question, I think that I need to start by defining what supply chain integrity really is. Supply chain integrity is the process of understanding all of the vendors and all the vendors of those vendors that, you know, are downstream that contribute to the products that you use in your enterprise. And ensuring that those products and services are in a secure state and that you can trust that those individual contributions to those products and services that you're consuming are trustworthy and valid. For our discussion, I think it would help to just focus in on, for instance, software, because that seems to be what really interests folks in the industry nowadays, what you've been hearing on the news. But you know, this also applies toward hardware devices such as firewalls and switches and routers, Internet of Things types of devices such as thermostats, even to environmental control systems. You know, the government really began to put a focus on supply chain integrity when they implemented NIST 800-171 and made it a requirement back in 2017. But then they've stepped it up recently, and now the entire defense industrial base is being held to an even higher standard now that CMMC is being phased in. So, but there has been a lot of concern lately about supply chain integrity, and that's largely driven by the incredibly invasive and pervasive SolarWinds hack, which many call Sunburst. This was an impactful event because the SolarWinds or Orion product had been such a great and reliable and trusted component of many organizations' infrastructure. And they were also doing seemingly all the right things to help protect their infrastructure. But this tool was being used in many aspects in terms of government and in many in the commercial space.
And are enterprises prepared to detect or even prevent the growing supply chain cyber risks and attacks?
Well, this is an extremely difficult problem to solve, and no enterprise can really solve it alone. I believe that most companies are at a point now where they've implemented or are implementing strong vendor management processes, and those processes often include a security component. However, this entire process is only as strong as the weakest vendor and the security controls of that weakest vendor. Furthermore, assessing the security posture and capability of each vendor involved in your entire supply chain is almost impossible. So to answer your question, I hate to say it, but no, I don't think most enterprises are prepared for these types of attacks. You know, what I've heard on the news over and over is the shock and awe that that hackers were in their infrastructure in their email systems for up to 9 months before there was anything detected. Well, here's the real shock and awe. That wasn't just specific to that attack, but across our entire industry, it's an average of 276 days before a breach is detected. Now, if you do the math, that turns out to be 9 months, 2 days, almost the exact amount of time before the detection of the Sunburst attack. So they're not unique. This is a problem that our entire industry is facing. And to top it off, across our entire industry, it takes another 73 days on average to contain a breach. So this is a real problem, and it needs to be dealt with, because both of those statistics need to be driven down to zero, and we're not making great progress.
Yeah, absolutely. And so we aren't making great progress, which can seem bleak, but are there things that can be done to help combat this?
Well, I do believe that the new CMMC standard, and by the way, that stands for Cybersecurity Maturity Model Certification, I think that is on the right track, because that really requires all companies to comply that need to comply with CMMC to actually go through an external audit. However, there are some technical controls that we can put into place to at least help identify when a supply chain attack is in progress. I believe that a robust system and integrity monitoring tool is the key to securing your organization and providing insight for when supply chain attacks occur. So here's the bottom line. Most attacks, even supply chain attacks, begin with a change. I mean, something has to happen. So if you can identify unexpected changes in real time, just as we do with our SimTrack Integrity Suite, that provides you with information about the source of a change, who made the change, what process made the change, and what you need to do to remediate the issue. You know, many times you will hear that the industry doesn't know the extent that the Sunburst attack has proliferated and what additional backdoors were installed. Well, you know, that scenario and that lack of visibility could be rectified by using next generation system integrity tools, such as our SimTrack Integrity Suite. Because you would understand what has been changed. You understand when there are new backdoors and new privileges and new users and so much more.
Great. Well, Rob, thank you so much for joining us. This was a great episode as always.
Yeah, great to be on the show, and can't wait to cover the next topic with you in the next episode.
Yes, looking forward to it. The Data Security Podcast is sponsored by SimCorp Inc. SimCorp develops innovative next-generation file integrity monitoring software. The SimTrack Integrity Suite monitors and protects a wide range of physical, network, cloud, and virtual IT assets in real time while providing detailed forensic information about all changes. Securing your infrastructure with SimTrack helps you get compliant and stay that way. You can find more about SimCorp and SimTrack on the web at simcorp.com/simtrack. I'm Hillary McClure, Multimedia Director at Cybercrime Magazine. To hear our other podcasts and to watch our videos, visit us at cybercrimemagazine.com.